Welcome everybody. This is the introduction to ADA for all those who want to understand what ADA is about in this world where we have many programming languages. The name of ADA comes from Ada Byron, who was considered the first programmer in history working on Babbage machine. The first standard came up in 1983. Note that it's about the same time as C++, long after C, and just a few years before Python. So for those of you who think that ADA is an old language, it's in no way older than many of current languages. It was the first industrial language to offer exceptions, generics, tasking, and many higher level features. A major improvement was made in 1995 with the introduction of object-oriented programming. Protected objects for lower-level inter-task communication, hierarchical libraries to better organize projects. Note that ADA was the first standardized object-oriented language about 3 years before C++. There was another standard in 2005, adding interfaces inspired from Java and many other improvements. In 2012, ADA went more formal, more oriented towards formal proofs with contracts, higher level expressions. And the history is still going on. We are about to issue a 2022 standard that will especially improve in the area of concurrent computations, parallel blocks, and parallel loops. ADA is a free language, which is especially important in the context of this first. What does it mean? It's an international standard. It doesn't belong to any maker or to any company. It is freely available, and the working group that control the language are user working group. This is an extract from the ISO standard, and it said, this document may be copied in whole or in part, in any form or by any means. The ADA standard is a free standard, and considering how expensive standards are usually, that's something very important. You can find the standard in HTML or any format you want, and you can read the standard. You have free compilers. You also have proprietary compilers. And many free resources, components, API, tutorials, and many channels to get help from. Here are some good sites, and also, of course, the usual community chats that you can find like for any other language. Some example of people who use ADA. The French TGV, the high-speed train, Airbus and the famous A380, very successful plane, if not commercially. This is the French line 14 of the subway, which was very successful to the point that it was adopted to renew New York's subway. And this is the Rosetta probe, which worked absolutely perfectly after 5 years in space. And also a nice thing like the King Cat luxury boat. And I don't have the picture here, but of course Ariane 5. And it was so successful that ADA was kept for Ariane 6 rocket. So why would you use ADA? Well, we'll see that ADA has many features to make safe computing. So all those systems are systems where failure is not an option. But your own software should not fail either. So having a language that will protect you from many flows like buffer overflows, arithmetic problems, illegal pointers, and so on, is a great help also for everyday's programming jobs. The basic idea is that Ada checks a lot at compile time. And even design flows can, to a certain extent, be checked at compile time. So it's true that when you write something in Ada, the first shot in general does